is it definitely decided that you're going to be going to jail, or is there going to be possibly a fine or what?
Well, I go back to court on October 30th. At that time, there will be a sentence directed. The maximum would be 8 months in jail and a fine. However, whatever the sentence would be, even if it was suspended and there was a probation of some kind, we would still go ahead and appeal the conviction.
Which means that you would not go to jail during that period.
You see, the two misdemeanors I was convicted on, the one public profanity, could be very easily done away with because the Supreme Court has recently ruled that in a theatrical performance, and not just theatrical performances, but in most other situations, the First Amendment guarantees freedom of expression, and that conviction would automatically be held unconstitutional. The exposure charge, we're maintaining innocence, and since the prosecution didn't come up with any real proof, we just appeal it and take it to a higher court. So I wouldn't go into jail immediately, I don't think. Me too.
Did you see that thing in Rolling Stone where they had the reprint from some newspaper?
No.
Where they had the testimony of some guy who said something about you making a decent exposure, and then they made a misprint, and they had a recipe for some sauce.
Right, I saw that when I was down there.
That was really nice.
There was a thing in the Village Voice that was hysterical.
It was a very interesting trial. I'd never seen the judicial system in action, the progress of a trial from the first day to the last, and I had to be there for every day being the defendant, and it was fascinating, very educational. Well, I wouldn't have chosen to have gone through the experience, but while it was happening, all I could do was